I hope you like this video. Wet snow. Oh, what a lovely day here in a good old-fashioned nutmeg country. Oh, that's a little chilly. Not wearing any underwear.
Oh, wow.
Again, I want to reiterate, good afternoon, folks. I hope you're enjoying late winter wherever you are. Spring's coming soon. We've been riding all year long out here. Check the last video if you want to see some tips that might help you with that. Nothing's going to really help you in weather like this today, though. This video today is about a special bike I was making up for Josh Dieter down the street at the bottom of the road here. He moved here a few years ago from New York. He's been riding a lot since he moved here, and when those Rivendell Rodinis were released last summer, he wanted to grab one, so I wanted to build one. 6 months later, I had gathered all the parts. At first, I was thinking like a 700 by 38 that we have now. He's going to be riding it in Arizona in 2 weeks, so I figured I would set it up as like a grab dad bike. I would do a grab dad build, you know, and run it with 700 by 42. I was really impressed with this Rodini as compared to my Rondini. You could check that out in another video. But this second iteration of the Rodini has clearance for 700 by 45. Has the long reach brakes, which work fine for most people. This is gonna be Josh's first indexed bike, which is pretty funny. So we're gonna give him some 20-year-old indexed Campagnolo technology. Yeah, it's gonna be a fun build. Or it was a fun build, this happened already. But what do you know? So make sure you like and subscribe, tell your mom, tell her friends, and okay, let's build this bike.
Eons ago, on a sliver of time, deep inside my shed, there was a bike frame, gold, the Rivendell Rodini. A road bike for bigger tires that might not be a road bike at all. Set cups. Grease your crown grease. Install your fork. Do you like to twist? Of course you do. Let's go bend these bars to our customization specs. Put your back into it, but lift with your knees. It doesn't take much. And now we're going to do the same thing to the other side. Our muscle memory is calibrated. It's the only tool we need. We're in it for the feeling and the Strava kudos. Not bad, huh? I already know the answer. It's great. It's really great. Some people like their drops to go inwards. Some people like them outwards. Don't be shy. Let us know what you like in the comments. Okay. 94 BCD specialized 180 millimeter crank arms here for big Joshy boy. He's a big boy. We're going to use a 30-44 combo here. It's a Vuelta chainring made in the USA. Now we're going to use my handy dandy Connecticut tool roll. Chapman tool ratchet made in Durham, Connecticut. Super handy for projects like this. Voila! I hope you like. Why don't you subscribe? Go ahead, do it. Pretty nice, wouldn't you say? You could answer me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one that came on this bike factory installed was a 110. This is a 107. Because you know, we got to keep that Q. T. I. G. H. T. Just like you got to grease your bottom bracket cups. Okay? New outfit, who dis? Okay, so I like to install my cranks like this for better leverage. A crank installed outside, I mean, you use your cranks outside, right? Right? Here's the goodies. Shiny diamonds. Ronnie James Dio would call them. So, get that Dura Ace rear derailleur, 10-speed. Feloce, 10-speed. We're going to put those to 8. Get those long-reach calipers I was talking to you about. We got ourselves... this front derailleur ended up being too small. This is a... but we did go with this X9 SL chain, even though we're using an 8-speed drivetrain and everything else. Oh, these were a tough find. Some gray hoods. Remember these? Yeah. Real edgy. Because you can't have black on this bike. Oh, that was the idea, at least. Josh wanted everything to be pretty grayish. And it was I to disagree. Pretty fun to build a bike without any black on it when you're using the Ultra Dynamico race compound, race gray as your tread. It becomes possible. So, you know, here we are just installing some brakes. A Munson sent me these knickers. I put them on for a day just for fun. Just like we're going to install these hoods. Now, put a little spit on there, slid right in. Okay. Yeah, you know, not bad. There's a little bit of black left over, but... All right, now here I am just kind of lubing and cleaning the little ratchets and gears inside the shifter. All right, back to the barn. The shed. Let's get these wheels going, shall we? Pal John Weeks built them up for me. I'm going to put on a rosé race in the front and a cava race in the rear, 700 by 42. Wheels on for the first time, and you got to check out how the bike sits figuratively and literally. I don't, you know what I mean. The wheels spin. Alright, I'm gonna tie this thing up so it doesn't move around. Take a step back. All right, let's put on some of these things. Never really know what to call them. These are IRD, Soma sells them, or you get them through Mary Sales. Pretty nice, nice piece. I do like having the option of down tube shifters, so it's nice that that's possible. And let's grind down the ends so they're nice and square. Again, using our muscle memory as the caliper. And now we're going to install that 9-speed KMCSL X9SL orange. You know, close enough, right? I think it's going to fade in. Well, that's the plan, at least. This is a Newbaum's orange. Now, maybe a little bit of shellac would have been good, too. I don't know. So this is how I like to wrap my bars. I two phases on each side. I don't like to use any finishing tape. So I wrap a lot of handlebars because I change handlebars a lot on my own bikes. I find that the cloth tape is a lot easier and more enjoyable to wrap than the foamy kinds. I like cloth tape personally. Do you like foamy or cloth? Let us know in the comments. Bad. It snapped over nicely. Let's do the other side. Last bit here. Bingo. Bad, huh? Which plugs do you like? Gray or brownish? I think I went with, I'm gonna go with brown. Okay. Gray was a little dark. I love these pedals. These are made in Durango, Colorado. Tectonic pedals. This is their version 2. They're ball, they run on ball bearings, but they're still slim. Great for big feet. Okay, let's now show this thing the bleak light of a February afternoon. Sniff, sniff, as we turn yet another page in the book of time. Ultra Dynamico Cava race. 700 by 42. Tektro, something or other. Long reach, calipers. Yokozuna, gray housing. Generic seat post. Brooks, some sort of organic saddle. Thought the creamy white melted nicely with the cream details. That's a rosé race, 700 by 42 on the front for extra braking traction and cornering traction. Those handlebars, Nitto. M150. Rodini. Gotta love those little details. That's an FSA Diron headset, came with the bike. Hoods. I had to track those down on Pinterest. A little shop in Colorado had them. One pair left. Some Cardiff brownish bar end plugs. Let's follow that tape job up. Nitto dynamic stem. Slammed. What is love? Oh, baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more. Crust rim brake rims. Nice and light. Brass nipples. KMCX9SL gold chain. Because when you can have a gold chain, why would you have a silver chain? Those 180mm specialized strong arm cranks, 94 BCD running a 3044, and those spectacular Tectonic made in Durango, Colorado ball bearing pedals. Name speaks for itself. Let's sniff this rubber. Go ahead, get close to your screen. Don't be shy. Gotta love those Rivendell lugs. Nice 9-speed Aero Altegra front hub and matching rear. Altegra skewers. And let's follow this elegant fork blade back up to these IRD thingamajig things. Leo Rodini. Ultra Dynamico plant plastic water bottles. Okay. Get back from the screen. You're getting too close. You're getting too close. Okay, just take it in. This video. Please like and subscribe and like me, will ya? Kiss, kiss.